Hey guys, welcome to the podcast Monday edition.
Hey.
G'day.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, not bad.
I'm good? Great.
You're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say not great?
No, I said I'm great.
You're great.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
How are you, Jade?
Yeah, good.
Yep.
How are you?
You two have had the whole sibling thing going on today.
Oh. You know what it is? It's because we over the weekend, we weren't in each other's lives. So, like, there's just this missing void. And then when we see each other after spending a long time away from each other.
48 hours.
It's like, I don't know the reason why the calls come out.
It's not just me.
It's off kilter.
Yeah.
Something's off kilter when you got to go hang out with Jade every weekend.
Do you know what I've noticed? It's literally, if I don't match
don't
what...
Don't blame it all on me, Creevo.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
No, I was saying Maddie has to come and hang out with you every weekend.
Yeah.
Do you know,
isn't that your dream?
Do you know what it is? Jade has too many expectations on me, right? And I just can never deliver.
Yeah.
So whenever she picks me up in the morning, right, if I don't answer her in a certain tone or enthusiasm, she instantly gets put off.
Really?
So, like, this morning, I was a little bit tired, right? If I get in the car and I'm like, oh, hey, doll, like, not overly excited.
Mm. Yeah.
She kind of stares at you and then she'll, like, start to compute the different reasons why I am not, like, at 10 on the enthusiasm level. It's like, did you get drunk yesterday? Or did you not sleep well last night? And she, like, quizzes me until I'm how she wants me to be.
Like, more enthused.
Would you say that's accurate?
No, actually.
All right, now you tell your side of the story, Jade.
Oh, I don't even need to go there because it's not me. Like, I'm not delving into that realm.
What do you mean?
Oh, just move along. Just move along with
life. What are you talking about?
I just don't want to go down this path.
Okay. God, you are so annoying sometimes.
Oh, here we go. See, everyone, you hear what I put up with? Let's just be happy.
I am happy.
Can we
I'm wound up though. And I will just say to back myself up here,
we had
a team meeting yesterday on the phone, which I've said on the show today.
Mm.
But because, once again, I wasn't how Jade wanted me to be, she calls me straight after the group phone call ended and asks why I'm not 100%. I was like, I've been out and had some beers and been in the sun all day. Like, I'm just tired and I can't be fucked right now.
Yeah, how are you feeling now?
I'm a bit over it, to be honest.
Well, you're draining yourself. That's why.
What do you mean I'm draining myself?
You're just carrying on a little bit.
Okay, if you didn't believe me that the sibling thing's been going on, this is exactly it.
I'm just trying to be happy and live my life, and Maddie wants a therapy session.
Sometimes you guys just wind each other up. But, hey, it's part of it.
I don't want a fucking therapy session, Jade.
Well, then
I'm happy to not
stop
speak.
Stop talking.
Well, this will be a fun podcast then if there's speaking.
What did you get up to on the weekend, Creevo?
So on Friday night, went to the farm for dinner.
Oh, nice. When are we all going out there?
You said you didn't want to go to Creevo's farm.
No, I didn't.
You said you grew up on 2 acres, so you've already lived
the farm.
I know. Yeah, because you wanted to work the farm. Big difference.
Oh, I know you don't like that stuff. Yeah, sorry. Beautiful farm trip.
Yeah,
lovely.
It was very nice. And then on Saturday Emmy visited her friend down in Sydney, and then I just did some business stuff.
Yeah.
When you say business stuff, do you like is it code for something or actual selling secondhand goods?
No, I bought doors.
How many doors?
Seven
for resale.
What sort of doors?
So there's two pairs of French doors.
Yeah.
One and a single matching door. They're eight. I don't know if this is riveting to anyone except me.
No.
Each one is 8 light. That means they've got 8 mini windows in them.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Do you have those sorts of fancy regal doors in your house, Jade?
Jade does have nice doors in her house.
I do.
Nice old doors.
There's one sliding door at the back, and you've got a nice front door, which you ruined by painting it pink.
Oh, it's not ruined. You can always paint a door whatever
it's
color
pretty.
You want.
I like it being pink.
And then bifold doors, which are the ones that like fold in half.
Yeah, they're cool.
Well, you make a good
they
profit.
They come in handy.
On those?
I'm going to do a write-off them, yeah.
Big money in doors.
There is a lot of money in doors and windows. I bet you weren't expecting this on the podcast.
No,
and then we did like lawns and stuff.
I'm on a marketplace ban at the moment.
Are you? Yeah. Well, did you buy too many things?
No, just there's nothing I need. I'm doing a self ban. It's very easy to go on there and just buy things you don't need. I don't need anything.
Let's run through the last 2 weeks. Secondhand Mimco wallet, $25.
No, $20.
$20. Oh, deal.
$1,200 ring.
No, for $200.
Originally $1,200.
$200.
So that's it. That's a really. Woman. That's actually not too bad.
A ring and a bag.
I haven't bought anything else.
Oh no, I said 14 days. Painting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was in there.
That was $20.
It's cheap though. It's cheap stuff though.
Yeah.
It's a deal. Good. You got deals. Jade's got deals.
Thank you, Creepo.
Good at hustling.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's nice to have some backup. I'm not used to this.
Yeah, and then I was going to go to the beach yesterday, but I didn't.
Yeah, what happened?
Ran out of time.
I knew you didn't go to the beach.
I wanted to. Yeah. I was ready to go. And then
board shorts on?
No, I didn't get that close.
Speedos?
Ran out of time.
Do you wear Speedos or board shorts?
No, board shorts. Man. Board shorts. The
ones
can
you imagine
like,
Crevo in a pair of budgie smugglers?
I can't
imagine. Yeah, I could.
Really?
Yeah, ooh. Daddy Crevo taking your little one down to the beach.
Oh, that's the Speedos and me is a no, 100%.
To be honest,
no.
Speedos are really only meant for gays.
No,
really?
They're not.
100%. Do you know what? I saw a man at 1 Mile Beach yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was clearly a dad taking his kids out for a swim, and he was wearing some like golden gay time Speedos. And I thought, do you know what? All of my gay friends wear Speedos, and you know, it's kind of acceptable on a straight man wearing.
Did he have
blue golden gay time Speedos? No good.
Nothing wrong with it. You know what? You feel comfortable in your standard DTs like that when you've been a swimmer your whole life.
Did he
surf lifesavers? He
go
could
for
be
a pair of
he could
black
be a
ones.
Veteran surf lifesaver.
Did he have a good rig?
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
I mean, he just looked like a gay guy going swimming.
Be well hung.
What?
Well hung.
How do I know, Jade?
Well,
that
I
it
know,
was
you
covered.
Could have got...
We weren't inspecting it.
Yeah,
I mean,
but sometimes
he
you
was
can
at least
see
300 meters away from
or
me.
Hanging to the right.
Not at 300 meters, he must be. If you saw that, he's really well hung. Why is that guy walking with a crutch?
Does your man wear Speedos?
No,
does he own
wears.
Any?
No, he just wears jocks underneath his boardies.
Now this is a debate, isn't it?
Mm.
Do you wear undies under your boardies?
Well, but that's probably it. Because otherwise, when we go surfing, it's just you just takes his board shorts off and then puts the wetsuit over the
undies. Have to.
Hey, speaking of undies, I actually bought some yesterday.
Oh, Creepo's buying his own.
And
take note, Matthew.
But I made a mistake. So I was actually at TK Maxx buying, because I needed to buy some other clothes.
I went there too on the weekend.
And I went to buy undies, and there was only like, because they have limited stuff, there was only like one.
Always the wrong size as well.
That's the thing. There was only one lot in my size, right? So I bought them, and it turns out I was very careful with the shape because I like the trunks ones, like the ones that are
the
like.
Shorties,
but not like, I don't want the. Like
the V shorties.
I
know
ones
what you mean.
Sort of like there, like boxer shorties. But like
it
a fitted
so
boxer,
cute
right?
You say shorties.
Anyway,
yeah,
they were the only ones that were right shape, right size. Like, okay, I'll have them. Right?
Yeah,
fair price, whatever. I get them home.
Wrong size.
No, size is right. Slightly silky material.
Ooh,
like a lady's underwear.
Ooh.
You know, like the ones I mean. Yeah, I'll show you.
Are you wearing a pair?
Yeah, I'm wearing
Can
a
I
pair.
Touch them?
See that?
Oh!
See what I mean?
They're nice.
See what I mean?
They're like that really nice. And what, do you feel uncomfortable?
I was very skeptical.
What brand are they?
Were they O'Neill's or Oakley's?
Something like that.
Come lift your mu- Come on, lift your
I think they're an unknown brand.
You
to
have
be
seen
honest.
Jade's boobs before. It's time you
they're
show off
Christian,
some of yourself to Jade.
Christian... La
Croixic,
L.A.
How much did you pay for those?
Oh, I think it was maybe 25 for three.
No, for three. For wow.
Three. Is that good?
It's you know cheap.
What? I hate the feel of that silkiness. Like, it makes my skin
crawl. Oh, no. So I like them. You can rub up against me any day. Though. You know. It's good, better grinding action when there's silk involved.
I was very skeptical. I was like, I'm going to wear these once and never again.
What size are you?
XL.
Okay.
But then you were hoping to get them.
Yes! But then the sizes were different.
But then I was like, you know what? Wearing them the first time today.
Like them.
They're quite comfortable.
What did your what did your fiancé say about the material?
Well, she was like,
what is this?
I'm surprised you bought that style, right?
Yeah.
Like when we got home. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, feel the material. And I was like, oh. Because she has, I've noticed her undies, some are in that material. Right? I'm like, I've got ladies' undies.
Just quietly, do you have the receipt at home? Can I have it, please?
You're trying to enter the gift card drawer. Absolutely
yes.
not.
Oh.
Anyway.
Why won't you give it to her?
Come on, give me your receipt.
Well, you've inspired me. Maybe I'll enter.
Oh.
But mostly, what if I want to take something back?
I'll just give you the receipt back after I've entered.
I'll think about it.
Okay. I'll remind you. Send you a reminder.
But yeah, I've surprised myself.
Yeah.
By thinking I actually don't mind these undies.
Good, good.
Nice. I expected them to be like sweaty or
does
something.
Does your package look good in them?
I didn't look this morning. It was early.
Do you check yourself a lot out at home?
No.
I know Maddie does.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You should see him in here in the mornings. Do you know what? Here's an admission, everyone. So the guys were upset that I was putting the curtain down in the studio because I like to look out the window.
I do like to look out the window.
But Maddie then confessed that he likes to look at himself in the mirror, like the reflection of the window in the morning. So he yours.
Make sure he's still looking good.
Yeah.
You're still looking good, man.
I have one response to you, Jade, to this. You have a
selfie
vanity
ring
selfie ring light in front of you, but there's no cameras in here.
Yeah, but
so
it just makes me feel like I'm doing a real show. Like lights, camera, action.
On a real show.
Woo. I'm just playing with the light now.
And can I just rewind back to a post that Jade did the other day?
Oh, yeah. Please.
Hang on. I just got to pull up her Instagram. Where are you?
I love how, like, you just can never, like,
I can't
take it. Like,
I have
you
to
can't.
Give it back.
You
I really do.
So true.
You can never just
so,
take
Crevo,
it.
So, look at this. She's having a go about me looking at myself in the reflection of the glass.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to show you yet. Have a look at this photo.
Wait. Let me see. Are you taking pictures of me when I'm not looking again?
No. So
you've
it's a photo of Jade lying down by the ocean baths here in Newcastle.
And oh, you've kept it on your phone.
No, I'm looking at your page. So I'm just flicking through
like
the three photos.
Yeah.
And they're all the same. But the lighting seems to be off on all of them. The Jade Leader. Just call me Brittany, winky face, green love heart. But seriously, I totally get why she will upload the same picture three times in a row. One, three is a good number. Two, it's hard picking just one filter you love. Sorry, you've said flitter you love. Three,
oh, really?
Who cares what other people think? Hashtag be happy, hashtag you do you. Now, doll, we've seen it once. Do we need to see twice more.
How dare you say criticize
saying.
Me? You know why? Because
don't call me
criticizing
shallow.
Me that saying that means you're criticizing your idol Britney Spears, and you would never ever say
question.
Those words to Britney.
Question.
You and how dare you insult
question
the queen?
For you, Jade.
Yeah.
Are you wearing like a top in that photo?
Barely.
Because you can't.
Yeah, bikini top.
You can't see it.
You can see my titties.
Well, that's what you're going for, right?
Yeah.
That was the...
It's actually really bad, but if you put up, like, bikini shots like that, your followers go up. It's very... Like, the whole thing of sex sells.
Like, you put that up, how many did your followers go up?
Oh, to be honest, I can't recall, but, like, I know you get a lot.
I'm just scrolling through. Here's another one. Conveniently cut off before the top of the top. It just looks like her boobs are out.
Yeah, they're all specifically staged.
Cropped at a certain level.
Yeah.
Oh, well, give your socials a plug, Jade. Where can they see these conveniently cut off photos?
At the
Zoo Magazine.
No, at the Jade Leader. LEEDER. It's like
sorry?
Leader.
Where?
Follow.
You know what? Follow Crevo for once. At Mark Crevo. MarkKrivo.
Like margaritas, like cocktails, like food.
It's
and
a foodie Instagram.
Pies at the moment. Yeah. You were going through a bit of a pie
baking.
Shade's got enough followers. You can follow me as well.
No, I don't. I need more.
At Matty Harrison 90.
You don't post anything though.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
It's always very
barely.
Interesting.
You're very. You don't put up every. Mine's very raw as you see it. Here it
with
comes.
Just three different filters.
You're very staged with what you post.
Staged, you say?
Yeah.
Why would you say? I'm not staged. I don't think it's staged.
You like to keep a theme happening.
Jade, whatever. I'm done with this today. I really am. You're just full of shit.
The bants are on
don't
fire.
Even sit there. My Instagram
oh, I'm
sorry.
We poked the grizzly.
My Instagram looks far better than yours.
Yes. Oh, it does.
Thanks, Del. Thank you.
All right then, everyone. Bye.
This is awesome! Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Matty, and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Matty, and Crevo.
You charge me for everything. Like, you're like a vending machine. Like, if you... Yeah, like, I just want to put my hand up it and take it.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Monday.
Good morning.
How are we?
Happy Monday.
So good. I'm so excited. The whole family's back. Hamish Jackson, hello.
Hey.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Hamish. Hello,
hello guys.
Hello. Jackson, how are you back at work?
Yeah, it's good. It feels good. I'm wide awake. I had a nice rest.
Yeah, I was happy to see you this morning. You know when everything just seems right again?
There's
Jackson.
Balance in our universe.
Yeah. The force is balanced.
He looked at me and said, "You're a sight for sore eyes."
I did. How was your weekend, guys?
Really good.
It was awesome.
Yeah, what did you do, Jade?
Oh, now you're testing me. I can't even remember what I did on Saturday.
Oh, that good, was it?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I went to Redhead yesterday. Oh, not Redhead, 1 mile. Yet again, I'm obsessed with that beach.
Yeah,
it's so nice.
On your Instagram.
Yeah.
Pump it out there. Now I remember what I did. I went boxing Saturday morning.
Boxing, did you say? New sport for you? That's good.
PT, group.
I noticed.
Fit Apple Fitness.
Are you training to be a boxer now?
No.
Oh, okay.
I noticed you purchased a new hockey stick. Of course, you went to play hockey last week for the first time in 16
Another
years.
Another new yes. sport.
It's happening
good.
Again, is it?
Yeah, so I'm field hockey. My next game's on Tuesday night.
You're going to have to commit to it now.
Oh, I am committed. Yeah. I bought a hockey stick. I got my shin guards. I'm set. Like, I'm legit playing. Like,
what's the name of your team again? Is it Robbie and the Jades?
No. Norfolk and Chance.
That's right. I knew it was some clever name.
Yeah.
How good.
I love it. Hey, guys, kicking off today, we have prizes, of course, with Lads versus Lasses, Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. On offer today, we have a tessellate beach towel. These things are great. I used mine yesterday. Oh. It was so good. Sand free.
Speaking of that, so Friday afternoon after work, Ben and I went to check the surf out, and I was walking past a random at Newcastle Beach. They had a tessellate beach towel.
Of course they did.
I thought I was checking them out because I did the double take, but I was just really, I was like, that's a tessellate towel. And I was wondering if they were a listener. But they're popular.
They are indeed. Well, we need one guy, one girl. The lines are open. 13-10-09.
UFM. The Novos, Jade, Matty and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
It's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. Leaderboard check. Lads on 11. Lasses are on 8 gold stars. We've streaking ahead yet again, Crevo. The superior sex.
Yeah, that's right. We're just better at this sort of thing. Games, that sort of thing.
No, you're not.
On offer today, we have a tessellate sand-free beach towel worth $79. You can purchase one at tessellate.com, guys.
For right now, we're going to Mandy, who's going to win for the Lasses. She's always wanted to own her own coffee shop and is now living the dream. So have you finally bought your coffee shop, Mandy?
Yes, I bought Beach Brew in Foster.
Oh,
congratulations.
Congratulations.
How long did it take for you to, buy your coffee shop and that dream become a reality?
Oh, gosh. Many, many years.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Do you know, a Foster's a beautiful spot. What a great place to have a coffee shop. Next time I'm up, I'll come and check it out. Is it, where is it? Near the beach?
It's in the main street of Foster.
Oh, yep. Happy days. Oh, good stuff.
Awesome.
Good
I love
job,
that.
Mandy. All right, here we go. Your first question. What is the main use of a wet saw?
A wet saw. To cut concrete?
Correct.
Yeah, that's right. Good stuff.
Question number two. In fishing, what does the slang water rats refer to?
Ooh. Oh, I can only think of the police show, Water Rats.
Great show.
Yeah, it is good. Jet skiers. They're known as water rats because they're annoying. All right, question number three. Which country is the car brand Renault from?
Oh, my God.
Renault.
Italy?
No, France. I was trying to be French. But
one on the board. Not too bad.
Sorry.
Hold the line for us, Mandy. You could walk away with this today.
You could still win it. It's time to meet Michael. He hates working. He's a fitter Monday to Friday and a farmer on the weekend. Doesn't get to the beach much, but would if he won the towel. I love that. It's only a towel holding you back from the beach, is it?
It is.
All right. Well, let's try and win you this towel so you can get out and have a swim. Question number one for you. In the 90s TV show Charmed, how many charmed sisters were there? Multiple choice. Was it A, 2, B, 3, or C, 4?
I'll have to go with B, 3.
Oh, no, sorry, man, it was 4.
Yeah, one died and then a long-lost sister came along.
Oh, God, I would have never got that. Never seen the show. All right, question number two. Which...
Rita Ora, which TV show is she in Australia for?
Would that be... The Voice?
Correct.
That is right.
Oh.
Good job.
One on the board. Okay. Question number three. Now, if you get this right, you instantly win. If you don't, we go to a coin toss.
Rightio, we'll give it a go.
What year was the Barbie doll first released?
Oh, 1954.
Oh, my God, that was close.
Yes.
59. Oh, my God. That means we go to a coin toss.
This is great. Heads or tails?
I'll go with tails.
Tails. All right, here we go.
Tessellate beach towel up for grabs. Yes. Breaking this tie.
Big flip.
Michael going for tails.
Tails it is.
Oh, boom.
Oh. You beauty.
Ooh. What is this?
Good on you, man.
It's a rigged coin.
Nice.
All yours, mate. Congratulations. Make your beach days better with the Tessellate beach towel. Tessellate.com to buy, guys.
Hey, I've got to tell you guys something pretty crazy. There is a new trend for guys with beards. So if you love your beard and you love a trend, you may want to move to Bangladesh because...
They're
doing something pretty out there, and it involves dyeing it. So I'll tell you more about it in a sec.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
18 degrees over in Bangladesh, where this story is taking us now.
I feel like we're in India.
Ooh. You've been, haven't you?
Yeah. Great part of the world.
Well, guys, I have the secret to youth. If you're a tradie and you're always out in the sun and you're noticing there's some sunspots and some wrinkles
the
coming through.
The secret to eternal youth
is...
I'm listening.
Right now. It's all about going to Bangladesh and getting an orange beard.
Say what now?
Going to Bangladesh and getting an orange beard. So apparently over there
Tell me more.
They're dyeing all their beards bright orange and to the point where it is now the go-to look for older men wanting to take years off their life.
What?
Yes. So, but don't worry, if you can't afford a plane trip over to Bangladesh, this is pretty exy and we can't travel, they are saying that how they're doing it is with henna. So you can buy that here in Australia.
What's henna?
henna's like, it's a,
That's what they used to do, those, like...
traditional...
short-term hand tattoos.
Yeah. Like, in, like, in the Middle East and India, sort of those countries in their culture. So, they do it a lot over here in Australia, actually, for, like, baby birth parties and stuff like
that. Yeah, somebody is planning a boho wedding, you can almost guarantee the girls are going to get some henna in the lead-up to it.
Do you know what it kind of looks like? I have pulled up a whole heap of pictures. You are right, it is a thing. But you know, you see those like old men smokers with beards, white beards, and they have like the orange staining around.
But the people that smoke like, beard, you know, 20 lung busters a day or 30 lung busters a day, they get that, yeah, that real orange look.
Yes. That Let me tell you. And by the way, it's a flowering henna plant. That's where what it actually is.
Every picture that I'm looking at of a man with an orange beard looks really old. So I don't think this is working.
The secret to a tell you.
I don't know. This guy looks pretty young.
Oh, that guy that Maddie's just showing me doesn't look young. He looks like about 160.
It's not going to work, mate.
Imagine an Indian Santa Claus, like with the really like white hair and then a little bit of orange tinged on
to the bottom. When I see that, I think, and I hear this story, I think Big Henna has just come up with the idea to trick everyone that it's going to make you eternally young and have sold it to every single person.
But do you know what the best thing is? This guy's saying that the men want to look younger, but even the women are getting fond of it as it makes their hair glitter.
So the women are getting involved
as well, but for some reason it looks like it's glittering in women's hair.
This is bizarre.
Not so everyone's much
for men's. People just losing their minds.
Doesn't that just go to show you though? Even in a third world country, people are still sucked into
vanity
bogus
trends.
Beauty trends. Yeah.
Can we do it to one of you guys?
No.
Come on.
Let's dye your hair orange. And
that's a good idea.
No, better. I do enough for this show. I'm always putting my body on the line. I think one of you guys needs to man up, grow a beard, and we put some henna in it. You can just shave it off.
Well, I've just, I shaved this morning. So Trevo's got more facial hair.
Two more millimetres.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Come on, grow it. Emmy likes a bit of a bit
of
stubble.
I'll think about it.
We're not doing this, Jade.
This is ridiculous. What is wrong with you two?
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? Jade, you are such a needy person. Last night, right, we had a meeting over Facebook just to plan today's show because we had a very busy day on Friday. Anyway, I'd had a big day at the beach. I'd had some beers, little bit sunstroked.
Oh,
and
please.
I just couldn't be bothered talking. I mean this in the nicest possible way. I speak to you guys enough. I just wasn't in the mood yesterday. So if I was a little bit off, I'm sorry. 5 minutes after I hang up from our group call, Jade rings.
So
what have I done
sane.
Now? What have I done? I pick up the phone. And she goes, Maddie, I wasn't feeling any love.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? I said, Jade, I'm sunstroke. Like, leave me alone.
And I said, you're a hypochondriac.
She goes, no, you're not. What's the matter?
No, you're not wrong. How could you know that he's not sunstroke?
Because he always says it after the beach. Every time, even if he's there for 5 minutes. Oh, I've got sunstroke. Oh.
Look at him. He's flushed like he's in the cheeks.
You know what? I really just like my personal space on a Sunday evening and I don't want intrusions from you two.
Well, I missed you all weekend.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
You were whoring about with all these other people. You know, I didn't like it.
Not one hangout, was there, between the two of you?
Zero hangout.
A full 48 hours.
Oh, God,
that's true love, isn't
God
it?
God help me. Do you know what? When
when
Maddie like doesn't get any love from me, he doesn't call. You know what he does? He sends like 20 messages in a row going, hello, hello, hello.
I just like annoying you.
Either way, I get entertainment out.
Absolutely.
Switching gears next. We had a friend of the show come into the studio here on Friday having a little chat to us, and he told us this story about how one of his friends, basically their partner or their wife had passed away.
Yeah.
Very sad. 1 month later, this guy has a new girlfriend already.
Mm.
After 1 month. And we were like, we were a little bit shocked around the team, thinking, is that too soon to move on after your wife has passed away?
It depends on the factors.
So you reckon it's all right?
I do.
30-day, like, cooling-off period, the same as when you buy, like, an expensive dishwasher or
no,
something.
No, I know it seems a bit wrong or harsh, but the thing is, we don't know if... I think she was sick for quite a while. Now, if there's no intimacy, they've sort of, you know, he's now her carer and there's no sort of...
A month, though.
Passion.
Like, I don't think as a human being you'd be able to process those emotions in 30 days.
Yeah, if it was a long time. Like, if you knew that your partner was going to die and it was coming for about a year and a half or so, you already have got that closure.
All right, well, let's... Okay.
Different if
let's
it's a
flip
sudden
this on
thing.
You guys. Mm. Would you do it, Jade? If you fell in love after, you know, touch wood... Benny is okay, but like if something happened to him, would you be okay to move on if you've met someone after
not
30,
after a
after
month
30 days?
For me, no.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
All right. 13:10:09. Are you team Maddie and you think
so bad,
way too soon?
It's not too bad. You
or,
don't know
are you
the
team?
Factors.
Are you team Jade? And yeah, a month, that's plenty of time. 13:10:09. We want to, like, open this debate up.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, can you believe it? Valentine's this weekend.
No.
I was not prepared for that.
Neither. Ben and I don't do anything for Valentine's Day.
See, usually I've got organised, like, a nice dinner or something. I've got to get to work today. I've just realised I'm in real trouble.
Hey, guys, 13:10:09 this morning. We're doing a right or wrong. Moving on 1 month after your partner has passed away.
Song. Yeah, that's right. This is all because a friend of the show was telling this story. This exact thing happened, right? This guy, his wife passed away. Mm-hmm. 30 days later, or maybe it was 31, I don't know what month it was, he'd already got himself a new girlfriend. Seemed a bit soon. I wasn't quite sure. Maddie, you're saying definitely too soon.
It's
Jade.
So bad. I couldn't even imagine, like, even looking at another person, like, year down the track, let alone after a month.
It's a bit different if they died suddenly, okay? But if it was, they had a terminal illness, it was coming,
Still too soon.
No, I disagree.
Okay.
I really do. Like, if there's other factors that play into that, like, honestly.
13:10:09 if you want to get all up and involved in this debate.
Hey, let's go to Lorraine. Hey, Lorraine, how are you today?
Yeah, very well. How are you guys?
Yeah, going well, thank you. What are your thoughts on this? 30 days, is it too soon?
I think you're wrong by phrasing it as 30 days to begin with. He's already gone through a grieving process. If he was there supporting a partner who was unwell, he's already gone through that process, all right? And honestly, his partner would not want him to be growing old alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a nice thought.
So you agree with me, Lorraine?
Your team, Jay.
I do. Yeah. Look, the bottom line is that who are you to make any judgment on this? And it gets down to he's obviously been there. He deserves the love and respect and care like he did to his ex-wife.
Okay.
His wife who passed. So just be a bit more relaxed about it. I think you're making a judgment on somebody who it's most undeserving.
And Lorraine, out of curiosity, have you experienced this yourself?
Not personally, but I've seen friends go through this. And it gets down to everyone's entitled to their own judgment, but don't be so quick to make that judgment. You're not to know what he and his wife had decided when she was alive.
That is true.
Yeah.
You know,
shame
what,
on you, Crevo.
You know what, Lorraine? I feel like we've just been schooled by our mum.
Yeah, I know.
You should see them here. They're sort of sitting here going, they look like they're in the principal's
office. I'm sorry, Lorraine.
You make a good point.
No, you do make a good point. And, I mean, look, it's easy to generalise, but every situation is different, right?
That's right. And, look, respect what he's going through, even if this is just part of the grieving period that he's got to go through, where he hooks up with somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay, so be it. But
honestly, let him live.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree, Lorraine.
He's been subdued for a while, so please let him live.
All right. Thanks for your call. Thanks for that.
Yeah, we step back down.
All right.
We got too cocky, though. Lorraine
told
us.
We're too confident. Yeah.
That is true, though. I mean, every situation is... It is very hard to judge. Because, you know, if kids are involved as well, that's a whole other factor. I mean...
We know nothing about that, but it just seemed soon.
I love watching you guys backpedal here.
What do you mean? It's hilarious.
It still seems way too soon for me.
There we go. All righty. What's the goss coming up with producer Jackson?
Details on Nicole Kim and Keith Urban. They've been in a bit of an altercation at the Opera House, which excited me when I read it. Also, too, Rupert Grint, he sounded off whether he'll be riding the Hogwarts Express once again. Yes. I thought you'd like this, Jade.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Oh, yeah, it is time to get What's a Goss with producer Jackson. It just wasn't the same without you. We all attempted it.
Oh, you did?
And, yeah, it was just felt very foreign.
Oh, well, I'm back, so let's get into it. A witness has observed at the Sydney Opera House an altercation that's seen a man escorted out by police with Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. Now, they were watched. This is about a month ago, so details have only come out over the weekend, but it's very funny. All right, so they were watching The Merry Widow, and apparently Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman were being very animated in their applauds and standing up, and a man that was 65 standing behind them eventually swatted Nicole Kidman with his show run-through.
Oh,
and Keith Urban didn't take very kindly to that. They were escorted out by his security after Keith got into a bit of an altercation with him, and then the police escorted the old man out. No charges have been laid.
So, they, like... He swatted it, like, just trying to, like, get out of the way.
Yeah,
sort of
apparently, witnesses say he hit her with the showrunner to say, sit down, settle down, and stop what you're doing.
That's crazy.
Like a rolled up newspaper.
Yeah, just an old man hitting Nicole Kidman at the Opera House. Isn't that fascinating?
Do you reckon he knew who she was? I doubt it.
Probably not.
Probably not at that age. But do you know what? I think 65 year olds that are at the Sydney Opera House seeing a show don't actually care.
Yeah,
they're just going to hit anybody. If they're mad, they're just going to hit you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I found that very interesting. They're the only details that I have. So,
What a juicy story.
Yeah, very good, right?
I can't wait for somebody to hopefully leak the CCTV.
Could you imagine Keith Urban coming to your defense? I couldn't imagine he'd be very good at it.
No.
See a lot of hair going everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like he'd be the type of person to hiss at someone as well. I don't know.
Man, don't touch her.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. He's from Caboolture, so yeah. Might
Scrappy.
Surprise you.
Maybe. Moving on to Rupert Grint. So, I don't know if you've heard, but HBO Max want to do a new Harry Potter series. And they want to bring all the old cast back. And he sounded off to whether he would join the show or not. So he says he absolutely wouldn't jump on the Hogwarts Express ever again.
Oh.
And he's actually only ever seen two of the movies in his entire life. He says now that he's got a baby girl, he might actually sit down and watch them.
That's such BS.
I reckon that's a lie. If you're not, at his age, a kid, watching yourself in a movie.
Well, he said that he watched the first two at the premieres and all the rest of the premieres. He just did the red carpet and left, never actually watched it. Apparently quite torturous to actually relive the days on Harry Potter.
What? You know what? I sort of get it.
Crevo, here's another flog that's gotten rich and famous off something and then turned their back on as if he hasn't watched it.
It doesn't sound like he's against it, but it's just like to see yourself on film can be a bit awkward, don't you think?
All of the Harry Potter stars have come out and said how they're a little bit damaged. I mean...
How they damaged?
Well, who played Harry? I forget his name. I don't want to be...
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe. He said he was drunk most of the time.
Well, when he was 12.
Well, that explains his bad acting.
Yeah,
like, Harry Potter, but he was terrible in those movies.
For the latter part, he says he was quite intoxicated.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Where were his parents? Where was his guardian on the set?
Clapping at side of stage, saying, good job, honey.
Make more money.
That's bad parenting.
All I can say, all of them have failed post Harry Potter.
No, not Emma Watson.
Take out Emma Watson. She's different. But the Daniel and Rupert, too big for their boots. Mm. They've really not been in anything worth, you know, riding home over.
Well, let's face it. They were cute kids, like, but then they grew up a little bit ugly.
All I know of Daniel Radcliffe... Is he got naked on stage in some stage show?
Equinox.
It was about the devil.
About a horse.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Well, they don't need to ever work again, do
they?
Well,
that is true.
And Rupert
really
Grant,
care.
He was, of course, the fastest to reach 1 million followers on Instagram, which still baffles me. I think everyone thought, oh, it's a ginger, it's Ed Sheeran.
No, I do like him.
Oh, Ed's on Insta.
He was, to be honest, I think he was everyone's favourite out of the trio. At Hogwarts.
I don't like any of them. I like that Helena Bonham Carter or whatever it is.
I love Emma Watson. What a woman.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Do you know how expensive tea can be and coffee?
Steal it from work.
No, too hard. I've got to bring my own containers. Yeah, I've had an incident at work.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
Jade, why have you got, like, tea and coffee there from the kitchen?
In your pockets.
Like, some containers, Tupperware containers. What's going on?
Oh,
hey, guys.
It's not pay work.
You know what? Friday afternoons, you finish work, you're going home, the weekend's ahead of you. Imagine if your car exploded on the way home. Terrible, right?
It'd be frightening.
Awful. I mean, nobody's liking that. No. A guy in Melbourne driving home, 6:30 p.m., Main Street in Melbourne, some oxygen tanks in the back of his car exploded. The car up in flames. It looks like something out of like a Die Hard movie.
Oh my goodness, was he okay?
Yeah, he escaped.
That's wild.
Jeez.
But wild stuff and so scary.
I think that would change your life forever. I think you'd really evaluate your life goals after an incident like that.
So when you see a car, and I agree with you, Jade, when you see a car, it seems like all metal and stuff. But cars are actually so flammable.
Absolutely.
Like, almost every part of a car is flammable.
Well, is it fuel, oil,
and plastic. Like, most of cars are plastic now.
The circumstances surrounding the incident are not deemed to be suspicious, police said, which is always good. But what we thought we'd do this morning on 13:10:09, did your car catch on fire and what happened?
Even more dramatic if it exploded.
I don't think there's many people out there that have had exploding cars. But I could
car
be wrong.
Accident and survived.
I could be wrong.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey, guys. Obviously, in Melbourne over the weekend, a guy, his car exploded after some oxygen tanks in the boot exploded. I have the audio here of this guy's car exploding. It was absolute chaos. Imagine that. You're finishing work and then, boom, this happens.
Now!
My goodness.
Crazy. Oh, crazy. Jeez. A huge fireball as well, like super dramatic. Like, this is the real deal.
Alrighty, we're going to Katie.
Hey, Katie.
What happened to you and your car that exploded?
Well, it's not as dramatic as that, but it still was very scary. I just had a spray tan, so I had no bra on. I'm getting in my car, trying to turn my car, and I'm smelling something, but kept trying to turn it, but my ignition barrel caught a light. I saw like a little flame from heaps of smoke. I'm like, oh my God. So I got out, grabbed all my stuff, and called my father-in-law. It was really scary. I thought, what would I do here?
Did you like think about your life and, you know,
flash before your eyes?
Yeah.
Being a 19-year-old female with no bra, and yes, I was very concerned. Very, very concerned.
Oh, Katie.
No bra.
And so what happened to your car?
Great chance. Well, I called my father-in-law. He came around, and it was all, like, black inside, all, like, burnt out.
Oh.
So we ended up calling, like, a tow and took it back to his place. But he ended up fixing it MacGyver style with a couple of switches in the meantime, so it bypassed the ignition barrel.
Wow.
Jeez. Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah.
Full on. Jeez.
What a crazy story.
I know. This might sound stupid, guys. I don't know if you know, but if your engine's on fire, do you throw water on it?
Well, that I don't
think
know.
You just try and get away.
Yeah, I mean, you're not sitting there trying to put it out.
No, obviously, but is it? It's one of those things of oil. With, well, you know what I mean? Like, you don't throw water in oil.
Well, the thing is, right? I'm going. I don't know. Like, because sometimes it could be an electrical fire as well, which of course you don't throw water on either.
Mm.
Interesting. Let's go to Sally. Hey, Sally, how are you today?
Yeah, good, Dan.
Did your car explode / catch on fire? What happened?
Yeah, so it's actually my son's F-250, and he was doing me a favour and taking my BMW, which had broken down, onto a trailer to Sydney, and it was just about to load it on, and all of a sudden his truck just exploded, and he's like, what the heck? And opposite was the fire engine station, and there was nothing we could do. We just had to watch it burn down.
Oh, my God. Crazy stuff.
So how much did you lose on that car?
Oh, he lost the whole car.
Like financial.
No insurance?
Like,
oh, it was pretty sad because he only had it insured for like a third of the loan. So he just paid it off.
Oh, how devastating.
Poor
so
bugger.
Sad,
well, as long as he has his life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So he could have been on the freeway. But he said that it was sort of my fault that my BMW
broke
down, jokingly.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
No good.
Thanks for your call, Sally.
Thank you so much.
Producer Jackson's written the group, you should only attempt to extinguish the flames if the fire is confined to inside the car and you have easy access to a fire extinguisher. Do not use water. So there you go.
Thank God you're back, Jackson. Go. That's all I can say. Love it or loathe it. Up next, Crevo.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a type of ice cream in some interesting situation that's going on at the moment. Get into it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Today, I want to talk eating ice cream in winter. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go.
Love it. I love ice cream all year round, every day. If it wasn't so unhealthy, I'd have it for breakfast, lunch and tea.
Loathe it. Nobody wants ice cream in the winter. Like cold foods in general, absolutely not.
No, I love it.
The chill, you know when you bite into them, it just sends a chill through your body.
I love eating a Magnum and I always eat all the chocolate, I crunch it off and then I get to the ice cream underneath.
That's a... Are you one of those people?
Yeah, I always bite the coating off first. And
what,
then
you eat an ice cream like a six-year-old does?
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not ashamed.
Reason I bring this up is because obviously they're handing out the COVID vaccine over in Russia, right? And they're trying. Yeah. They found that numbers were a bit down because it was a bit cold because obviously it's winter over there and people just weren't turning up to the facilities to get the jabs.
Yeah.
So to get more people in, they started offering free ice cream and apparently it's working like a charm.
That's amazing.
Like, all you got to do is give out some free ice cream.
Isn't that such a Russian way of doing things? So, like, I give you ice cream, you come.
Well, you come and get your jab.
Just putting it out there, it's minus 12 in Moscow right now.
It's very cold.
It's
right?
Freezing.
It's middle of winter. Russia already gets cold as it is. They're going, you know what? Have some free ice cream. And everyone's turning up.
I love that.
Surprised they don't put it in vodka.
Come
the
out
entire,
of hibernation.
The entire country will be vaccinated by Wednesday.
Do you know what? That is a fantastic point, Hamish.
We can't hear
we can't
Hamish.
Hear Hamish.
That is a fantastic point. Hamish was just saying that they should put the vaccine in vodka because the whole country would be done.
Then suddenly everyone would be vaccinated.
In Australia, we could do vodka jelly shots like I did at Halloween.
That'd be good. What would be the Australian equivalent to get everyone vaccinated instantly? What's everyone here having? I don't know.
I don't want to say beer? The cliche like VB, but probably beer.
Probably beer. You put it on tap?
Mm. Yeah.
That rules me out. I'll get it anyway, to be honest. So
good to hear.
No
good
need to bribe me.
Oh, good stuff.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On New FM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Look, guys, there was some big news on the weekend. It got announced that Newcastle will be hosting the World Surf League Championship Tour event this coming April, which is pretty big.
Huge news.
Well, they're saying that $15 million will be injected into the local economy, which is fantastic. Yes. Really good.
Brilliant.
It is good. I love all that side of it. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for, you know, Newcastle benefiting from COVID, but it's just so annoying because, like, just what? Like Surf Fest, right? They always take over the good parts of the beach where all the good waves are. So if you want to go for a surf...
Aren't they just there for a couple of days?
No. They hog the beach and no one else can go and surf on the good waves.
Because, you know, Jade wants to go bodyboarding for 15 minutes. We should cancel an event that will bring in $15 million.
I'm speaking on behalf of all the surfers out there, whether you ride a surfboard, a longboard, a bodyboard like myself, you know, you're one of those ski board riders that propel, whatever your water sport is, they always take the good part of the beach where the waves
are. You know what really
annoys
me? There's always... a bunch of carrots.
Laughable.
Whenever we get any sort of event here in Newcastle, there's always the Karen Brigade willing to, you know, put a damper on things. Jade, be happy for us. Think of the money. Think of the money. You love money, right? Newcastle loves money too.
I understand that side of it. And it's okay for me to want to be a little bit unreasonable at times. And it just annoys me, that's all, because, like, the day that we'll want to go surfing and then the world, like, Kelly Slater will be out there on his surfboard.
How many days a week are you going, inverted commas, surfing? Like, once a week?
Maybe.
Probably. If you're lucky.
Maybe twice.
There'd be a lot of weeks you wouldn't even surf.
There'll be the day there in April that I want to go out.
And they'll be blocking you.
They won't let you on there. There's always someone going, you can't swim past this point.
Just go to another beach.
Well, you can't, because the whole point of surfing, Crevo, is you go where the good waves are. But anyway... 13:10:09.
This is ridiculous.
I'm just curious. Does anyone else think that surf comps are annoying? I'm just throwing it out there. If you agree with me and you find them annoying.
Oh, how absurd. Like, we've got a world event. We've got a world event here in Newcastle and you want it cancelled just so that you can maybe bodyboard that day for 15, 20 minutes tops.
Think of the showcase. You love a showcase, Jade.
You do.
Newcastle... on the world stage, you know? Anyway, look, there's people calling. Hopefully they don't agree with you. I'll be disappointed if they do.
Probably not, but look, I'm just being... I don't care.
You just say what you think. Yeah. You're allowed to.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13:10:09. This is an interesting one because Jade's been a bit of a Karen this morning and she's looking for others to support her. She wants the World Surf League that's coming to Newcastle in April to be cancelled. What a Karen.
You know when your friend says something and you can't believe those words are coming out of their mouth?
Look. You know what? You guys wouldn't understand. You know, no one would understand unless you like to go out in the ocean and surf and enjoy the big waves, the good swell when it comes in. And whenever these surfing comps, no matter which one it is, they come into town, they always hog all the best spots in Newcastle.
And this is coming from the woman who brought you the note on the car.
And the
multiple complaints to council about the bins.
Well, we don't have to go down that road, okay?
From the makers of multiple car windscreen notes.
Call me Karen as much as you want, that's fine, but it's just how I feel.
All right, let's let the two listeners who have called up decide.
The phones are running hot. Hey, Robbie, how are you?
Good morning. I've got something for Jade to listen to.
Yeah?
Yes. Is that your own Shane Bell?
Shane Bell.
Now, that is something I don't think has ever happened on FM radio.
That's amazing, Robbie.
And I always like being surprised.
Shane Bell's really made it, guys.
I'll take that. I love it.
What are your thoughts? It's ridiculous, right, Robbie? I mean, how silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, Jade, what about all those little businesses
that have struggled through COVID.
Yep.
And they're finally going to get some money.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm out there buying coffees off all the local vendors.
She's a real local girl more, down at Merriweather
more
Beach.
More locals need to get out and about.
Shame.
Oh, thanks, Robbie. That's fine. And thanks, Robbie. For your own shame, Belle. That yeah. entertained me
I'll
hugely.
See you tomorrow night on the field.
All right. It's time to meet Andy. How are you going?
Hey, Andy.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Hey,
yeah,
man.
Doing good, man. What are your thoughts on this? You sound like a surfer, Andy.
Oh, I have known to be out there in the salt water from time to time.
Okay. And what do you think about this?
I'm with Jade. How annoying. Oh,
thank you. Thank you, Andy.
No one else is annoying. Every now and then, I mean, not all the time, but every now and then I get a rush of blood to the head and want to go for a walk and get fit. And I go down there to Merriweather, 17 million people who want to walk where I want to walk.
I'm not sure if Andy's taking the piss.
I think he is. I think that's sarcasm. I think you're saying I'm ridic.
No. You know what else is ridiculous?
Yeah.
What?
When I'm driving to work and then the council decides to set up some roadworks and improve our roads, I want to drive on that spot.
Andy, you're a man after our own hearts here.
I love you, Andy.
What a
how dare they, right?
Yeah, Andy, how dare they?
Would you like me to ring the shame bell for you, Andy, as well?
Shame, you know my name.
All thanks right, I'll take calling, it.
Andy.
I'll take
thanks,
it.
Andy. I love your different take on.
I know
that was good, criticism. Andy. Oh, you know what? I like taking a little bit of criticism in a fun way like that.
Well, 100% of listeners, Jay, disagree with you, my
yeah,
dear.
Well, you know
sorry
what, guys? Though. Congratulations, because I didn't have the power to stop it.
Maybe
so
you can
the
go
World
down to the
Surf League. Is still coming to town.
Wonder if there's a little wave pool you can go to in the interim.
Aye.
You won't be able... And do you know what? Jade will be the first person down the beach taking selfies as well.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I like
Surf Fest 2021.
I'll still get behind a community event.
Hey, boys.
Doesn't mean I'll be happy about
birthday
it.
Birthday Lotto's up next. On offer today, guys, we have $800.
I can't believe we've made it.
Cha-ching.
Fantastic. If you want to play, listen out for your month right now. Spin the birthday wheel, please,
right
Crevo.
Now. Round and round it
Where's
goes.
Where's that birthday sound effect? It broke.
Yeah, the wheels. I told you, we threw it out the back.
We got
I
rid of the sound.
I thought it was
all right,
good.
We're looking for August babies.
Okay, if you're born in August and want to win $800, 131009, we'll take your calls next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto. Yeah, that's right. Very simple game. All you need is a birthday to play. This time, if you're born in the month of August, call up 131009. We spin the birthday balls. If your date comes out, you win this morning $800.
Woohoo!
Hey, we're going to Ashley in Cardiff this morning. Married for 2 years, but no romantic Valentine's plans, just camping with friends. And she said the money would be used on booze and bills. Hey, Ashley.
Bills.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing well. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Good stuff. Yeah, it was good. I love your vibe. Booze and bills, $800 worth. What's the split?
What's the split?
How much is going on booze and how much is on bills?
Might as well just go half and half.
Oh, yeah. That'll go.
What? Nice one. What do you like to drink?
I'm a vodka girl.
Okay, nice. You can get Lotto on $400 worth of vodka.
Get some great
drink responsibly, of course.
Alrighty, here we go. I have pulled out the 13th of August.
Wow, I am.
Are you serious?
I'm the 13th.
You beauty! $800!
That's incredible! Booze and pills, yeah, baby.
$800 just like that. Oh, good job, Ashley. You know what? There's a week's worth of work just done, you know? Just take a week off and you'll leave, get double the pay. Fantastic.
Who says, hey, Ashley, who says 13's an unlucky number?
I know, right? It's my lucky number.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
What a thrill.
Oh, that's great. Good job. That always gives me life, giving away radio station money.
I know, right?
Isn't it just great? Not ours.
No.
Yeah, it's yours now. There we go.
Oh, wow, guys. Oh, great.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What a start to a Monday.
Yeah.
Wow. Woo-hoo. Well, good stuff. All right, news time up next.
I'm finished.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
It just did very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. That makes the
world go. So, just in case I have to have an emergency stop, I think you're crazy if you do not keep a roll of toilet paper in your car.
In case you need to squat by the side of the highway.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM. That makes the
world go. All class on this show.
Yeah, we are. And I can't wait, guys. This Thursday night, we are having our mini golf masters. So, this is where we are looking for four contestants to go head-to-head in some mini-golf at Newcastle Superputt, and someone is going to walk away with a $500 cash prize. This is huge.
Yeah,
this is better
so
than
fun.
Holy moly.
I agree.
Yeah, me too. Do you know what? It's such a great place down at Newcastle Superputt. Really fun. I got a shock when I walked in. I thought, wow, this looks like a lot of fun. We're going to be doing it live on Facebook as well. So it's going to be fantastic. We need to get some, like, 80s-style golf outfits happening.
That'd be fun.
It would be fun. I don't own any. I guess we better start shopping.
I guess we will. We're going to meet our first contestant next, though, right?
Yes, we are. So there's one of four right now.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Gonna go out and play some golf.
On New FM.
Its natural environment is in the home.
Send them home.
It's the Novos Mini Golf Masters.
Obviously, Holy Moly's on TV at the moment, and this is bigger than that. This is our Mini Golf Masters. We're getting four contestants to play this Thursday night, and you can walk away with $500. Only one of them will be crowned the champion. The thing is, you don't have to be good. You don't have to be a pro mini putter. We just want you to just give it a go. You know, amateur.
Whatever it is. Just come along.
Whatever your skill set is.
Exactly.
And it's going to be, what makes it even better, right, at Newcastle Superputt is that it's actually going to be catered the night as well. So you're going to come, hang out with us, play 18 holes, become the champion, and then we're going to have a feast, all thanks to Taco Licato there at Broadmeadow. They're going to cater the whole thing.
Fantastic tacos. I'm going to go out there and say this. I think the best tacos in Newcastle.
Ooh, big call. But you know what? I reckon you might be right. Yeah. They're just so good.
Also, tacos, mini golf.
The first prize, $500 cash money in your back pocket. Very easy. Well, you can still enter as well, newfm.com.au. Let's meet our first contestant for the Novos Mini Golf Masters, and that is Crystal. Hello, Crystal.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh, we are doing good. Congratulations. You're in the running.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Crystal, tell us about your mini golfing experiences, please.
I don't have a whole lot, but my pa used to play mini golf. And when I was a kid, my pa used to play social golf, not mini golf.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, my nan and I would pick him up. But before we left, we would sit in the clubhouse and I would help pa pick a few numbers for Keno. And he would lend me his putter so I could go down on the mini green and practice. And it was always a highlight for me.
Aww, I like that.
Nice story. Nice story.
Crystal, tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you? What do you do for work? And what are you into in life?
So I'm 26 and I work in the retail industry, and I mean, if I'm not working, I'm at home doing some housework or maybe doing some photography. Just a pretty chill life, I think.
Nice. Okay.
You know what, Crystal? I actually love your Instagram page. You are a great photographer. Do you want to give yourself a cheeky little plug? What's your handle?
So it's crystal.mckinley.
Yeah, really good. Check it out.
Also, Crystal, I have to ask because, you know, obviously golf, the sport, is a lot of pressure. Now, mini golf is a lot more fun, but you're playing for $500 cash. How do you think you're going to cope with the pressure on the night?
I'm just going to go with the flow, not think too much about what's up for grabs, just have some fun and see how we go.
Okay, so the tactic is fun. I like it, Cash.
Relax.
You should take Crystal's advice, Jade, in life. You know? Sports is meant to be fun, not competitive.
Right. Would you say you're competitive at all, Crystal?
I can be at times, yeah. So we'll see how we go.
You know what? I reckon you're going to crank the competitive up to 10 on Thursday night.
Okay.
Sorry, sounded like a loser then. But that's okay.
Oh, Crystal, congratulations. It's going to be a lot of fun. Our first contestant for Jade, Maddie and Crevo's Mini Golf Masters are streaming live on Facebook. This is going to be like a whole TV show on Thursday. It's going to be so much fun. Congratulations. And as I said, if you'd like to enter, there's still time. New FM.
We're still looking for people to
.com.au.
Yeah, and don't forget, guys, have fun all year round with Newcastle Superpart. Find them on Google now.
I'm so pumped up for that night. It's going to be so great. Next, though, guys, something that I've just noticed recently, driving along Maitland Road, there's this old sign by the side of the road, mm-hmm. right? And it says Mayfield, worth visiting.
Yeah.
Now, I hadn't really thought about it much until recently, but I just thought...
Mayfield, worth visiting.
It's a very, like... underwhelming slogan.
Do you think Mayfield's worth visiting?
I think it's worth, like, it's worth more than that.
Well, you live there.
I live there. Like, and I just feel like it's underselling itself.
Or I know what the slogan should be. Mayfield, No, I've lost it.
Well, I mean, compared to your favourite town, Morpeth, and they're saying, dare to do it in the day.
No.
So cool, right?
Stay a while. Mayfield, stay a while.
That could be possible, but I want something even better. Anyway, I want to get into this Mayfield slogan chat next, because I feel like Mayfield isn't selling itself very well.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
When you roll into a new town, they've often got, like, a welcome sign, right? And this... A welcome sign should be something that makes you proud of that place, excited about that place if you're a visitor, that sort of thing. And, you know, it should be in good condition in my eyes because it's an important first impression, right?
I agree.
The Mayfield sign is really not, right? So there's a number of issues with it.
So just so we're clear, if we are heading down Maitland Road towards the city, it's that Maitland, Mayfield sign. Yeah,
coming from Sandgate
towards
Mayfield itself.
And it has another attached sign onto it.
My first point was exactly that. It doesn't even own the whole sign. So the bottom, some random motel has just nailed on another sign that says motel with an arrow. It doesn't even tell you what motel. It's just like, if you need a sleep, just go this way,
I don't reckon they got council approval for that.
Absolutely
it's
not.
It's like when you go into towns and there are signs that tell you which radio station to tune into.
Well, this is probably even worse than that because it looks like, I would estimate that it's from like the 80s. I reckon.
I love that really nice artwork as well.
You mean graffiti tag that they've tried to rub off with what looks like a coin.
Yeah.
It looks like they've tried to scratch the graffiti off with a coin. And then there's the slogan, which I just think needs really updating.
Sorry. I love how, as well, they've got the small print on the sign, which when you're driving past, you're never going to read.
Absolutely not.
Rich heritage and exciting future.
And they haven't even written "and." They've just put a plus. Like, you'll figure it out. And then there's the slogan, which for me perhaps is the biggest travesty of all, because it's just so underwhelming. Like,
worth visiting.
Like, don't bother living there or staying.
You know what?
Like, it's worth visiting, maybe.
I'll give them points, though. With Mayfield, they've actually turned the F into, like, a shower head and made the field, which is the I, like a pot plant, so it looks like there's growth.
I think that... like the F might be actually a street lamp.
Crevo, you come on the radio this morning. You come on the radio and you dog your home town.
I live in Mayfield.
No, he loves it. He's not dogging it.
What would you rather it be?
Okay.
So, because, you know, all good to complain, but where's the solution here?
All right. So I'd pretty much accept anything else, but I have come up with a few others. Maybe just something simple, like instead of just worth visiting, maybe just add on the bottom, because there is a big old space there below it, worth staying, maybe? Worth visiting, worth staying? Or, like, even try and be a bit excited.
Doesn't grab me, that one.
Newcastle's best suburb?
Yeah,
maybe?
That's a lie.
I disagree.
Okay. check it out. It's awesome. Like, be a bit more positive.
Do you know what? I'm gonna win this right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, you come
Mayfield, the best Coles in Newcastle.
Hey, you'd get someone to pay for the sign at least, which would be a bit more improved than what's there.
I like Mayfield. People give it a rough trot, you know. It's a good little town. I would live in Mayfield.
It is cool. And I just feel like the sign is just such a letdown for what is really an up-and-coming and exciting place to live.
You know what? I reckon they should call it Mayfield. Stay a while. And have a cuppa. Because do you know how many that coffee and shops there are down Maitland
Road?
Heaps
of places. Heaps of cafes.
Tap into the coffee culture, Mayfield. Because you got enough.
I'll take it. I'll take pretty much anything else that gives us a new sign.
And nothing wrong with that. I love coffee.
And nick that hotel sign off that's just bludging off the bottom as well.
Mayfield, all welcome.
I like
all
that.
Different types of people in Mayfield.
It is a very multicultural little suburb.
It really is on the spectrum, you know. Yeah. There's everybody there.
Every type of person.
Yeah, yeah.
In a good way. In a good way. Right. Anyway, that's my public service announcement, and I want it changed. I'm going to work on some sort of campaign. That's got to be updated.
Well, we have the Lord Mayor's phone number. So if you come up with something substantial.
Can she change that?
Well, I think she could.
Is there a mayor of Mayfield? I don't think so.
No.
It's under Newcastle.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go. 105 minutes commercial-free music is kicking off after 9 with Jackson. Good morning.
Yo. Shawny Mendes and the Biebs. Remember when this guy made out with Camila Cabello? It was like one of the worst things to ever hit the internet.
Oh, don't be jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. He can have that. I don't know what that was.
Also, remember they used to hate each other, these two?
Well, Shawn Mendes has a photo of them kissing on his fireplace. Do you not find that strange?
No.
Oh, I find that.
I like both of them. So. Oh,
yeah. Weird. Barry, sunshine after the rain, and a bit of Dua Lipa as well.
Awesome stuff. Yeah,
good stuff. It's kicking off after 9, your official at work station. Up next, though, guys, over the weekend, got some shocking news from one of my friends. When I say shocking, I mean I was kind of like quietly appalled.
Sure.
They went and spent $5,000. On a new puppy.
So much money.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. It's a little Pomeranian pup, and it is possibly the world's cutest dog. It looks like one of those wind-up dogs that you get from the cheap shop.
It's so
fluffy.
It's
beautiful. There's a little fluff ball about as big as your hand. It's so cute. But $5,000. I just can't imagine ever spending that much on a pet. Like, just to buy.
You know what it does? Oh, no. Too much money. Never. That kid shakes Maddie.
5K.
Working class Maddie. It shakes him to his core.
No. But isn't that just too much?
Yeah, I could never spend.
A little dog.
I understand. Like, if there's demand.
Oh, you're crazy.
No. If it's a breeder, obviously it's pedigree. So it's coming with papers. You don't want to hope for that much money. But the thing is, if it's a great breeder, the bloodlines are good. You know, $5,000, especially like if there's a long lineup for like a pup that you're producing. I get
it's
it.
Just
because you
dog.
Want it to go to a good home.
Do you know what? Just buy a rescue dog.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at with it. $5,000. Imagine what you could buy with $5,000. You know?
There's nothing wrong with spending that much money.
How much
on the
did
pup.
You spend on your dogs?
Only one's a pure bread, yeah?
Only one's a pure, yeah. But I did get him at a discounted rate because he was the last in the lid I bought Ruby. And I didn't want to breed with him, so I negotiated to have a contract cheaper. That, yeah, if I have him de-sexed for non-breeding purposes.
Jackson, let's get you in. Your dog, Henry.
Yeah.
Did you pay quite a lot for him?
He was $1,500, but I look at Whippets now because they've really taken off, and they're going for like $3,000-$4,000 sometimes, for the blue ones especially.
Yeah, blues. Actually, one of the girls here got a blue Frenchie. She paid $6,000.
Would you pay $5,000 for a dog, Jackson?
100%.
I think if you're paying, if you're paying for the right bloodlines, like
it's
you said,
dog.
No, I think it's.
Well, we're doing a right or wrong here this morning. Is $5,000 too much to spend on a dog?
Far too much.
Are you team Crevo? Too much money, or
I
team
think
Jade?
It's fine.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
13:10:09 this morning. We're doing a right or wrong. Spending $5,000 on a puppy.
My hair, gee, thanks.
I'm sorry, my friends surprised me on the weekend. They sent this adorable video of the cutest puppy you've ever seen. If you picture that puppy, that's what they've got. Little tiny Pomeranian pup.
Oh my God.
It's 9 weeks old. It's like this little bouncy ball of fluff. $5,000 though.
Oh my,
I couldn't believe
pickings.
It. Interesting. They didn't tell me straight up though. So I found out through another friend how much they dropped on it. I asked the question and they were kind of like, oh
they
yeah.
They got all cagey.
Small fortune.
They got all cagey, didn't they?
But I think $5,000, surely there's better things to spend your money on.
No, the thing is you're paying a lot of money because you're paying for the health of a purebred. No, for a purebred pup, it's true, because a lot of the home jobs, bit dodgy.
I think crossbreed dogs are healthier.
I'm all for the run to the litter, you know? I don't care what it looks like. If I get a dog, I'm going to adopt.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Good. You're hashtag adopt don't shop.
God, that's you're good. Vicious, Jade.
Oh, well, you know, put yourself on a pedestal. It's great if you can adopt, but at the same time, there's nothing wrong if you want to buy a purebred
go through
a breeder.
Don't you love, Jade? Put yourself on a pedestal. I'm pretty sure you do that 99% of the time, Dal. I'm just saying. Taking your calls right now. Felicity, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Felicity. $5,000 on a dog. What are your thoughts on this?
There's no way that my family would, but I have a friend who just did the same thing recently. So people are doing it. It's just what you have to pay now if you want a pure breed, apparently.
Do you judge your friends for spending that much on a dog, Felicity?
No, but I wish I had that cash to spend myself.
So you'd spend it if you had it.
Oh, look, I think, you know, people, they've got a young family, and I think that you get a certain, not a guarantee, but you get more surety, I think, if you know what the breed is like in general.
Yeah, definitely.
If you were to adopt, so I absolutely support adopting dogs, and I think that's wonderful, but you don't always know what you're going to get.
Sorry, I'm just getting down from my pedestal.
Can I ask you, for Felicity, what type of breed of dog did your friends get?
A Cavalier King Charles.
Okay.
Daniel.
Yeah, they're getting very popular at the moment. You see a lot of people walking them down on Bather's Way.
They're a good-looking dog.
Guys, just think of little old Spot the Kelpie Cross down at the pound.
Just wanting a home.
Wanting a home. You know, that's my
thoughts. There's so many of them sitting there, and I absolutely support it. But I also had a friend who had a terrible experience in dog adoption, so I get it.
Yeah. Adopt always. Thank you for your call, Felicity. Appreciate
that. All right. Who are we meeting next? It is Trudy, and you're a breeder, is that right?
Yeah, hi guys.
Hey,
hi, Trudy.
Now, what are your thoughts? $5,000, do you think this, you know, friend was ripped off, or is that just the price now?
Well, I'm a registered breeder with Dogs New South Wales.
Okay.
So if they've got the pup from a good registered breeder and not like a backyard breeder, well, why not? I do personally think the price is a little bit high, but at the end of the day, it's supply and demand. And then what people do need to understand is, for me personally, I breed Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I take 2 weeks off work. I'm on a mattress on the floor next to the whelping box for that 2 weeks, checking on the puppies and the mum.
Yeah.
If the dog has a cesarean section, you've got, like, a few thousand dollars there. Mm-hmm. If you're paying stud fees, you've got costs there.
Yeah, it all adds up.
It really does. It's very expensive. So it's
but
not
if
like,
you've got
you
know, if you got half a dozen puppies there, though, that's $30,000. Does that seem... That seems like a lot of money.
Well, it would be nice to have that many pups, but with small breed dogs, you're looking at between 2 and 4, maybe 5 pups per litter.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if you're studying your bloodlines, and as Jade has said, like you've got your history behind it, and then you might want to keep a pup for yourself or 2 pups for yourself, or you know, you might have an agreement with another breeder that they take a pup in lieu of a stud fee. So therefore, you really don't have many pups to sell.
Yeah, I'm all for buying, you know, pedigree and buying from a breeder, because for those reasons as well, you're not puppy farming, you know, the health of the pup, everything that you just said, 100% agree on.
Thank you for your call, Trudy. But do you know what, Jade? You just, like, demonized every other person that breeds dogs like they're all puppy farmers. Like, please.
Well, I'm not saying all of them are, but there's a huge percentage. Puppy farming is a problem.
Yeah, and I'm sure that happens with pedigree pups as well, because there's such big money in it.
That's I think I might just jump in there. So with dogs in New South Wales, we abide by guidelines that we can only have a certain amount of litters, you know, per good. Year or per 18 months.
That's good.
And we will get fined or lose our license if we, you know, dodge that. And the other thing for people who are looking for a pup, research the breeder. It may take a bit longer because of COVID, which has hit, and a lot of us breeders just stopped breeding because we weren't sure what was going to happen,
mm-hmm.
Which has now then pushed up the price of the puppies. But ask heaps of questions. Ask the breeder, do they hold a 12-month health guarantee of the pup? Like, you know,
all that sort happens? Of stuff. There's a lot of good points there. Thanks for your call this morning. Very interesting perspective.
Yeah, no, thank you so much.
To hear from a breeder.
I still think 5K is too much. Think of what you could buy.
That's a really good point.
birthday
a
Lotto.
Dog from the pound and a new car.
Yeah. Who's up next?
Oh, guys, we gave away $800 this morning with our birthday Lotto. Oh, it was such an exciting moment on the show.
That's right. Ashley from Carter.
Alrighty, here we go. I have pulled out the 13th of August.
Wow, I am.
You are you what? Serious?
I'm the 13th.
You beauty! $800!
That's incredible!
God, we get excited, don't
we? I know. $800, it's been building. But the best thing is now that it starts all over again. You can play Birthday Lotto right now. Starting from $300 up for grabs. If you were born in the month that we draw out, you need to call the show on 131009 to spin our birthday balls.
We're after June babies.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
That's right. We have $300 to give away right now, and we are spinning our birthday balls for Karen. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, turns out you're a Gemini, and you disagree that Geminis are a sign for people who are two-faced.
Yes.
That's not you. You're a straight down the line lady.
Exactly.
Oh, that's good to hear.
All right. Well, $800 was won this morning here on the show, Karen. So, do you think the luck has continued?
We can only cross our fingers.
We can indeed. Jade, spin those birthday balls for Karen, please.
If you get that cash, what are you doing with $300, Karen?
Paying some of the regulars.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah. Were you born on the 26th of...
June.
No.
Oh, too bad.
I'm sorry, Karen. Well, there you go. Happy days. $800 bucks. So thanks. Enjoy your day, Karen. I can't believe that. I always love it. It's always good, isn't it?
It's a thrill to give away cash.
Worth $325 tomorrow morning, guys.
Yeah. Don't forget, though, our mini golf masters. You can still register now at newfm.com.au.
Yeah. And, of course, a $500 grand prize for the winner there this Thursday.
Yeah, you don't have to be, like, a golf expert. If you just want to come along, have fun, you know, we've got the delicious food from Taco Licato. It's catered. We're going to be, you know, live streaming the whole thing. It's just going to be a bit of a party vibe for us, isn't it?
Yeah, happy days. 105 minutes commercial free, though, is kicking off next with Jackson.
Yo. I got some Nia and Some Say.
Love this.
Yeah, I like this song. It's like samples that I'm Blue Dubba Dee Dubba Dice. Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, Jade really loves a song when she grunts when she hears it.
Yeah. Like she's getting up on a horse or something. Yeah. Yeah. People make them noises. Linkin Park in there as well. A bit of Numb. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going back with Riri. Jeez.
What is she doing? Can someone tell her to release a song?
She makes too much money off of makeup.
And her fashion. Yeah. She's a designer now with her lingerie.
She's just a boss, right? If I could be friends with one superstar, it would be Rihanna. Imagine her and your crew, like, cruising around Newcastle doing the beach run with Rihanna.
Oh, I don't know.
You ain't lining up at Blue Door. You're walking right to the front.
I don't know if I want to be friends with Rihanna.
And she'd outshine you?
No,
is that the problem?
No. I don't know what it is.
You're going to be looking at her?
She's got so much attitude.
I can't be friends with a bigger star than I am.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, guys.
We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Enjoy.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.